and welcome to No Taboo Mom podcast. My name is Eva.
My name is Julia. Thank you for joining us today.
The subject of today is embracing the chaos, the struggles of early motherhood. So we actually tried to talk about it a few times, and this subject is huge because obviously it covers everything from postpartum to today. Mm-hmm. And because we're moms of toddlers, we decided that we're not going to really go that deep into postpartum today. This is a completely separate subject. So we decided we're going to talk about what was, how it felt, but literally we're going to focus on struggles of early motherhood from perspective today. So kind of like looking back and looking forth and see where we're going to go with it.
So what was the more surprising thing in motherhood for you?
The most surprising thing, and I talk about it very openly always, that was you don't know what you don't know. And for me, it was kind of like, even though I knew it's going to be different and I knew life is going to just be upside down and I knew the priorities are going to shift, but I did not know, and I was super, super surprised that it's going to completely change our dynamics. Ben and I, we've been together for 16 years now, and we had obviously our certain dynamics, you know, workflow, what we did in the house, how we met our friends, what we, you know, just the whole kind of setup. And all of a sudden, it was just so different that I think it took me almost 4 years. Now, my daughter is 4 and a half almost, and it took me definitely 4 years to accept the change. But it was so surprising that it just kind of changed everything, like every aspect of your life is seriously changed. And I think this was, it was eye-opening, because I kind of felt that we're in this world next to so many different other families and friends that had already family. And then I was just so unaware how different their life was from mine. And then, and I remember, this is a really funny part, when Ben and I were saying, well, we're going to have children, then they're going to adapt to our life. And when I think about it today, I'm like, wow, we're so stupid. So in a way, I never thought that there was anything in the life that can surprise me into that extent than a family life. So that was definitely the most surprising, like, aha moment. Like, wow, okay, I know nothing.
That's also what I think is always, you never could imagine at all how much energy you have to put into this just to get you and your family and your kid, you know, and your husband out to just like a birthday party or something, you know, just like this. And when I look back, when I had friends with kids earlier than I did, and they were coming over, you just took it for granted a little bit. It was like, oh, okay, they're coming over. Mm. But now when you look into it, how much you actually have to create around to get everybody ready, to this day, get ready, get finished, think about, you know, a bottle of water, you know, clothes to change or whatever, and even whatever your husband needs or you need, you know, and then just to get out of the house to get actually to the birthday party. I have a totally different perspective now.
Yeah.
And so I even have more respect, and I still struggle with it. It's,
yeah,
it's still chaos.
I know what you're
just
saying.
To get to the same party like everybody else.
they were actually really good at managing parenthood and partying with us before we had children. And they were even showing up at the parties. Or I remember my friend was still pregnant with one kid, like, you know, second pregnancy with one child. And I was like, and I didn't really understand how awesome she was, you know, that she has some superpowers. Because she was just kind of showing up. And I know today, she was literally destroying her whole kind of arrangement of everyday life. Today, I have sometimes even like thinking like, oh, we could go and see those friends, but then we're going to come back at 11 and then this is going to be way too much for my daughter, and this is going to destroy our dynamics. So on Monday, when, you know, like the preschool starts, etc., and then you know how much sacrifice it is to just kind of set up those, as exactly as you said, not only packing, but what it actually does to you later. But in general, to all our listeners who, you know, are not moms yet, in general, is you cannot prepare for this. This is like a tsunami that happens to you and just kind of like whoosh, swash everything in a way, not only negative way, but in both. Parenthood is the best and the worst thing that ever happened to me, because in a way, I experienced love that I've never thought existed. Mm. But in the other way, I experienced just this shift of everything that I wasn't prepared for. And I don't think I would be prepared more when I was 20, 25, 30. I was 36, but you know, when I got Milou. But it's just in general, it's just crazy.
But that's what you said. You know, you have good things and bad things and struggles and stuff. But I realize every year I grow more and more and more. So when I look back like last year to today, then I feel like I did grow even more than 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And I do grow with my kids and all the challenges with the daily life. And also, even if you, you know, like our example, going to a birthday party and just getting everything done and finished, I don't even know if it's this kind of chaos or is it just like everybody else does experience it like this. And if you get people together and different personalities, you know, like small ones and big ones, then I think it's normal to struggle. But from the outside, it always looks so easy, but it's not.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you have to go into the perspective again to just look from the top somehow.
Yeah.
Okay, you do great.
Yeah.
How That's you do so it, true. You do great. Yeah. Because at the end, you have everything you needed for, you know, for your trip to the birthday party, whatever, and you still did it, you know. And every year I do it even better because I learn from certain certain situations, and you just get better and better. And even also your kids get better because they grow older and it's easier. Yeah, so you grow with the chaos.
Yeah, that's true. And you grow with the challenges, as you say, right? So something that was challenging, even though the challenges change, right? From obviously you have a small baby, as you said, you pack half of the house with you, or you know, you need to even take clothes for you, because if you're breastfeeding, that most likely you're gonna get, you know, vomit on you and all the other stuff.
And like the trip.
So you, as you said, like, you know, you have to think about your husband, your children, yourself, and so on. Then with every year you drop those suitcases and then you only have one bag and so on, right? So this changes, but then you have to remember that you need to take enough toys or, you know, something to eat, or so everything changes, everything flows, it's dynamic. But also, I don't think I could handle the challenges of today with a toddler 2 years ago. I had to get to this point, as you say, with my child, and she also had to learn how to cope with us. So it's almost like we sit, you know, together, parents and children are going exactly. Sometimes we are faster, sometimes they're faster, and we have to catch up, and they're catching up. And I think this is, I don't think this will ever change. I think this will always be
a flow. Even sometimes when you think we do it a certain way, you struggle, and then your kid is just showing you actually, oh, you can make it just easier if you like. I show you. Okay. So just let them grab their own backpack, put stuff inside and the toys, you know, and then just, make them responsible for their own things. Somehow you just grow with them. Yes. And they do as well, because now my daughter is 6 years old. She sees when I struggle and she's like, okay, can I help you with something?
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, and so we are both in the chaos. But getting there together and, yes, of course, they are older now, but it makes it easier. But they come with different problems you have to solve, and just shifts to some other situations or how you manage things.
I think also one of those biggest lessons of motherhood was that not everything can be done in one day. So for me, it was a huge challenge because I was the person who loves tick boxes. And if I couldn't get the tick box, I was just losing it at work and my personal life and whatever. And, you know, at the very beginning, when you just try to, I don't know, even do your nails or clean something or whatever, you had to do it like, you know, in those kind of chunks of tiny, tiny times. And I think one of the biggest challenge today is, even though it got obviously better, you know, my daughter sleeps better, still not perfect, but I've got my evening. I can, if I had time, I would watch something. You know, those moments when you have that evening free. And then I swear to God, this is what I do. This is a typical Instagram picture when I do my nails. I've got a mask on my face. I'm sipping my wine. And then I'm watching, I don't know, Bridgerton. And I'm just kind of doing his sit-ups and push-ups and just kind of at the same time. Because you've got that limited, super limited time. And I think this is personally probably my biggest struggle. The price I pay for motherhood, I think, is to literally say goodbye to your own time. I know it's manageable. I know you can do it. And of course, you try to arrange with your partner the best you can so that he has his time, you've got your time, that you can go to the gym, that you can go out with your friends. And of course, everything is doable, but it's, as a non-mom, get ready for cuts beyond your imagination. Meaning, it will change not only your schedule, but it will change the access to the most awesome things you like, that you appreciate, that make you feel good. It will cut the time with your partner. The quality time is never going to be the same. You have to rearrange every aspect of your life. Everything that you thought and took for granted will change. Some of it will change for better, but many of it is going to change for, I'm not going to call it worse, just different. It's a different dynamic. It's a completely not self-need orientation. You know what I mean? You're the shift around, like, your life is not around you anymore, or not around you and your partner. It's around your children.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not your frame anymore. It's about the frame, you know, with you and your kids.
Yeah.
And also, you are not like spontaneous anymore. So this is what I experienced. I was very flexible and spontaneous, just catching up here and there in the middle of the night. It didn't matter. And now it just can change from one day to another. Your kid is fine the other day. You know, everything is fine. You're looking forward to the wedding or something special, you know. And in the morning, you touch, you know, your child's head and it's hot.
Oh, classic.
And of course, you know, you stay with your kid at home and you will give your kid everything what it needs to just get better. But on the inside, I'm still sad, you know, because I really wanted to go. I wanted to see my friends. I wanted to share the day with them, you know, something special. And this is gone, you know, that you just have to look after yourself and you just can go whenever you like to. It's, I think this was the hardest part.
Yeah.
Just to miss out on some special things with your friends or your family because you have to look after your sick child, which of course you do, but still you can feel sad at the same time.
Yeah.
And sometimes even a little bit angry because it's just like, I really wanted to go, you know, I was really looking forward. And I remember like, you know, in winter season, then it's just like, every weekend you can't go because when you have two kids, then the other one has something. Next weekend it's you and the other weekend it's the other kid. And it just goes on. And then you look back and you just think like, okay, I haven't seen my friend for like 8 weeks. And it was like,
And I was just saying.
Yeah, then you even feel lonely sometimes. So, and I think this was my biggest, or is still one of my biggest challenges because I like to bring my kids to parties as well because they are easygoing. It's nice with them. But yeah, when they have a different desire or different, you know, needs, then it's not about me anymore.
Yeah, giving up the needs. I think this is one of the biggest challenges. Like to find yourself at ease with the fact that your needs are no longer the priority in your life.
No, I don't even have time to look after my needs.
Exactly.
You know, I don't eat well sometimes.
Yeah.
I forgot to drink, you know, but my kids have everything. You know,
that's like great.
I'm looking after them all the time. Yeah. They have food, they have drinks, they have comfy. And at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, so what did you do for yourself? You know, just like the basic things, not something special.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just
exactly.
Basic things, you know.
Yeah, I actually asked this question, my friend, Ola, and then I said like, hey, you know, tomorrow we're going to talk about the embracing the cows of motherhood. And I asked just kind of like a random question to the people at the table. I'm like, anyone having, you know, thoughts about it? And Ola said like, feeling guilty is the most challenging thing for me and being a mom, as she meant that no matter what she does, if she spends too much time with the kid, which barely happens, but if she works too long, she feels guilty that she's not with the child. If she spends some more time with the child, then she feels guilty that she's not working properly. You know, like there's always something has to go, which is very connected to the thought of a need. And then I thought about it too, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is so true. I very often feel like just guilty. I didn't spend enough time. I didn't cook enough healthy food. I didn't, you know, like, this is all, was it enough quality time? Was it enough, like, you know, was it enough fun? Oh, I forgot to call my mom. You know, like, you almost, like, there's always something. And then I don't know why women tend, and so many women tend to put themselves and their needs, as you just described, at the end of the chain. And I don't understand that. I don't know yet how to shift it. I know there are, like, books and, you know, I looked into so many different sources of information and blah, blah, blah. There are some ways. And sometimes I meditate and I'm like, what do you need? What do you need? And I'm like, their list is so big, but it's just organizing, even like going to the gym. It's just crazy. Yeah. It's really crazy sometimes. And, and I know it does good. And then if, when I follow that kind of flow of like, hey, it's fine to listen to yourself, listen to your heart. What do you need? What do you want? And then go with it. And if I do it at least once, twice a week, I feel much better. My family is better. Everyone's more happy.
Yes.
But it costs me so much sometimes because there are so many things on my list and I don't know how to master it. So I think it's one of the biggest challenges there. So how do I regain the balance with time? Obviously, nobody's expecting. I know some women do make it much, much better, but I also know many women struggle. Like, do you have any tips, or do you think, is it possible to maintain the balance quicker in early motherhood?
When I think back, it's like, you know, you get time offered from your partner, maybe just spontaneously. Just like, oh, come on, I take the kid and you just can go for a run. Whatever, you go for a shower or whatever you want to do for your me time. And then when I got the time, just like this, it was like, oh, I don't really feel it right now. I don't feel like running.
I know.
I don't feel like, I know, just like, you know, meditating right now. I just was like, just like out of a sudden, I have to go into a different mood and mindset. And I need time for it, you know, and I like to have a structure, kind of, you know, everything is like a little bit in a setup to get things done. And so I obviously got the time from my partner, but not in the time I actually needed it. And I think this will be the struggle, because it's his need, it's the need of the kid, and then it's mine. And to get all things in order, it just kind of doesn't work for me. Sometimes it does. We have good days, you know, when it's just like a good flow and it is working out and everything is fine. And then we have weeks when we struggle and I feel like, just help, I'm drowning.
Yeah, I know.
And but he's drowning too. And then it's just like, okay, so how do we manage it, you know? And I think one good thing is just to get the structure out of your head and just kind of take it easier. But that's easy said, you know, just make it easier and just like take what you get and just make the best out of it. But I couldn't do it very well. So it was not my kind of just, oh, here you have time, just take it and make something out of it. It doesn't work for me, but maybe it does work for somebody else.
I know. Agree. I know what you're saying. I also cannot just, it's almost like a push the button and now you're there's like a spontaneous time. Exactly. It doesn't work for me either. I think what worked for me, like, better is to look at my life as a work project. You know, like, by saying, like, we had a couple of those successful conversations with my partner when just like, okay, let's sit down, let's see what is stopping us from doing more sports. We both used to go to the gym always together, so I really miss that time, you know. And then what can we do? How can we arrange our daily kind of schedule, and what responsibilities can we just kind of give it someone else? If we need, like, someone to help with cleaning, do we need more money for it? How do you know? If you look at it really like a project, then it's easier. But then it's really hard to separate the feelings of it, you know? But then it's just kind of like everyone's trying to get a chunk for themselves. And then you can kind of see. And it's normal. We all have needs. I get it. My partner has needs. My child has, as you just said.
I have a tip.
What is it?
Because I just did talk to my friends and all mothers. And it was just like, okay, we're going to find a date once a month. It's just once a month because, you know, family and daily life and stuff and work. And this is our day. If somebody gets sick, okay, but this is our day every month. This is our date and we're going to get together. So we try this, and I'm really looking forward just to catch up. And it doesn't matter of course, I have to leave the house. Sometimes I feel like, well, I actually want to stay at home because I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
But it's always nice when you catch up then anyway,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So really also don't make only plans with your husband or your
yeah.
partner.
Yeah, and, yeah, definitely.
You know, daddy of your kids, whoever. Make plans with your friends, just with one friend, you know?
Yeah.
Like a date. Yeah. And also always on Thursdays, I catch up with my friend Julie to go to Pilates. And I would never go when she is not going because yeah. I'm too lazy then, you know,
okay.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
So. But the two of us, we are the perfect match for our Thursday date to go to Pilates.
Perfect.
And so, yeah, just don't look only into your family, look around and just
yeah.
set dates with certain people. You know,
I think you make definitely a good point, like meeting with your friends, especially with the girls, just so that, you know, you can just exchange and just talk about like very honestly. Obviously, mm-hmm. if you have a person you can talk honestly to,
mm-hmm.
it's super important and just kind of exchange how you feel and where you are at life at the moment. I think it also is super important to remember that every situation, family situation is different,
mm-hmm.
which also brings us to our point of this, of the conversation that there's no recipe. Once again, there is no recipe. Like no matter what you do, that's why we always like ask people, how do you feel? And some of those things are, you can see they're aligned, you know, like the needs, the feeling guilty or is the best or the worst thing. I mean, it's all very similar. We all have a bit of a small differences, but it really comes to one conclusion is there is no framework how to go through this madness. I mean, embracing the chaos, that's why we just thought embracing the chaos is the only way. Maybe try to accept it as much as you can.
Yes.
Yep. Talk to your partner as much as you can. Try to find a consensus. Make sure that everyone needs are covered. And don't ever, ever forget yourself.
What actually helps me as well, I just think about, is like, be here right now.
Oh,
good one. I know, it's
good
a
one.
Hard part. I actually did teach things like this back in a hospital. And I'm the worst person in it. Be here right now where
yeah.
you are. And sometimes when I play with my kids and I see all the chaos and I know you have to make still this phone call and you have to do this and stuff and blah. And it's already past 6 in the evening. I know I can't even make the call anymore.
Yeah.
I don't need to write the message anymore because, you know, people are not at their workplace. And then I just feel it, how, you know, I get down, you know, I relax a little bit and just try to get everything out of my head, which I actually can't change right now.
Yeah.
And this brings me closer to the point. I'm here with my kids right now and
yeah.
it's okay.
Yeah.
Just to tick things out instead
yeah.
of ticking them in.
Yeah. Oh, that's a
maybe
point.
Something like that.
Like mindfulness. Yeah.
And, mindfulness. Exactly.
And yes. and then meditation mm-hmm. helps a lot with mm-hmm. it, just to kind of practice. And mm-hmm. I think it's everywhere.
And you can even do it while you actually play with your kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Because just to think about it.
Yeah.
Does bring you closer already to the mindset, like, okay, yeah, I wanted to remember, you know, I can't change it.
Yeah.
I can do it tomorrow and I'm here right now.
But it does help. I've noticed also that when I have a mindset in my head, now I'm only going to play with my daughter. That's all I am. Even if it's 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I give her that dedicated body and soul and mind time, then she reacts in a different way when I say this is it. You know what I'm saying? I could be there for an hour, but in my head, I'm going to be at work. I'm going to be cleaning. I'm going to do shopping.
Yeah.
I'm going to do everything else. And then she feels it. Like you can feel it.
100%.
Yeah.
You are there 100%.
Exactly. You know? And then it's a different, I feel better because I know, okay, you know what? This is now half an hour or something. We're going to play. And even if we have to play the dolls and kind of like,
you love it.
I love it. I'm good at it, but I don't really appreciate it so much. But I know she loves it. And I know I'm doing something very good for our relationship. It makes me feel very, very good about myself. So
mindset.
Yeah, mindset, mindfulness. And no matter what you do, this is probably where you come to an end. You're the best mom for your child.
Yeah.
Yes. There's no better. And I'm sure we're all doing the best we can.
Exactly. Everybody of us is doing every day the best that you can, you know, and you just have to recognize it for yourself. Don't feel guilty. You every day you put out fucking hard work, everybody of us.
Yeah.
You know, so just,
It is super,
be a little bit proud of it. You can't.
You're the best. Thank you for joining us today. It was definitely amazing. I hope you like our thoughts about embracing the chaos.
See you next time. Take care. Embrace your chaos.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, before you go, here is our disclaimer. Listen up, it's important. The Notable Mom podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions shared are personal experiences and should not be considered professional medical, psychological, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional for any concerns related to your health, well-being, or personal circumstances. The hosts and guests of this podcast are sharing their own insights and do not take responsibility for individual decisions made based on this content. All right, that's it. See you next time.